Former presidential candidate Howard Dean comes to Utah to motivate Democrats. The new Draper Tracks line opens, and wildfires continue to burn throughout the state. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, August 19th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Former Vermont governor and presidential hopeful Howard Dean will be in Utah today, hoping to motivate Democrats a year ahead of the midterm elections. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Dean served as chairman of the Democratic National Committee from 2005 to 2009. His visit to Utah on Monday isn't under the official banner of the party, but he does hope to get grassroots volunteers excited about recruiting more Democratic voters in a state many believe to be held strongly by Republicans.
This is really sort of an offshoot of the 50-state strategy. I don't think you ought to leave any state out of the equation. Some states we can win in sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner, but we need to be prepared.
Only about 25% of Utah residents vote as Democrats, and Republicans hold nearly every statewide office. Still, Dean is not discouraged. He says he admires efforts by Utah's Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacchus to reach out to LDS voters on issues important to them.
The kinds of things they care deeply about, such as education, such as opportunity for those who are struggling, are Democratic issues. So to write off a whole religious group, particularly one as powerful as LDS in Utah, would be foolish, because there are people, in fact, that you can talk with.
Dean also has a personal connection to Utah. Former Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon is his first cousin. Dean wants to see more candidates like Caroon come forward to run.
You do not have to pretend you're a Republican in order to run as a Democrat. You don't have to be against things that Democrats are traditionally for. You do have to get to know people. And you do have to take time to listen to people. And when you do that, people measure you as a human being. And once people start measuring you as a human being, then you got a chance.
Dean will attend a rally in Taylorsville on the campus of Salt Lake Community College late this afternoon. Tonight, he'll be in Ogden to greet supporters. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
The Draper Tracks line began full operations yesterday. Friday, Utah Transit Authority officials joined Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, Utah Governor Gary Herbert, and other state and local officials in Draper to celebrate. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Red and blue smoke billowed above the train at the new Draper Town Center track station, signaling the completion of the Utah Transit Authority's Frontlines 2015 rail program. The new extension runs from what is currently the end of the blue line at 100th South to 124th South in Draper. The extension was completed 2 years ahead of schedule and more than $300 million under budget. Governor Gary Herbert says that's how things are done in Utah.
We do things on time. We do them under budget. We live within our means. We don't borrow unnecessarily, and consequently, we don't have an overburden put upon the taxpayers and the people of Utah.
In 2006, Utah voters approved a series of bonds and a sales tax increase to kickstart the program. The U.S. Department of Transportation has contributed more than $500 million for the entire system, including $116 million for the latest extension. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says that doesn't happen by accident.
It happens because there's a community that has a vision, and there are folks at every level who get behind it.
Fox says Utah's transit system is an example to the rest of the country of what transit agencies can do to transform communities.
It means better access to jobs for hardworking families. It means less time stuck in traffic. It means that the air is cleaner and clearer. And it means that this region, which is already one of the fastest growing regions in the country, will be better prepared to handle more people as they make the Salt Lake City region their home.
UTA projects the 3.8-mile-long extension will carry more than 2,000 passengers per day. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
More than 100 residents who were forced by a wildfire to leave Rockport Estates and Rockport Ranches in Summit County are being allowed to return home this morning. The Rockport fire is estimated to be 90% contained. The state's biggest blaze, the Patch Springs Fire southwest of Salt Lake City, was estimated at nearly 50 square miles yesterday and 25% contained. Highway 199, the Johnson Pass Road, was opened by the Utah Highway Patrol early this morning. The state fire, northern Utah, meanwhile, has burned nearly 30,000 acres and is reported to be 85% contained. 11 wildfires continue to burn across the state today. Northern Utah water districts are ordering users to cut usage by at least 50% through September in the face of anticipated shortages this fall. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the order affects customers of the Pineview water systems, including the Ogden River Water Users Association, South Ogden Conservation District, and Weber Box Elder Conservation District. Water system officials say they'll be out of water in a month if the cuts don't happen. For the rest of August, consumers are asked to water only once every 5 days, and in September, just once a week. Roger Miller, son of Gail and the late Larry H. Miller, passed away yesterday. No cause of death was announced by a spokesperson for the Larry H. Miller Group. Miller is survived by his wife, Sherry Light Miller, 9 children and 3 grandchildren. Miller has worked in the family business for 28 years. A former defendant whose drug case was tossed out amid allegations of misconduct by West Valley City Police has sued the department and several officers. The Salt Lake Tribune reports attorneys filed the federal lawsuit last week on behalf of Dante Ketchin, his girlfriend, and his 2 children. It's the first lawsuit filed by a defendant in the more than 125 cases dismissed after West Valley City came under fire for alleged corruption and misconduct, including a fatal shooting. And finally, nearly 4,800 young people in Utah have been given temporary reprieves from deportations under President Barack Obama's Deferred Action Initiative that was launched 1 year ago. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Homeland Security figures show nearly 6,400 people in Utah applied, with 3/4 getting approved. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, August 19th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.